I mean, what's a bigger pain? Getting new debit cards and credit cards and an ID, or getting shot?
Getting new credit cards and debit cards and ID, because you get shot, you're just like, then you die.
On 1340 WKGN.
Let's try it.
You start a GoFundMe. If you get it up to about $1,000, I'll probably let you shoot me in the foot. I got to make the rent.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. We'll hit some hour three headlines. Man, what a tease yesterday was.
Yeah, it was.
As Kyrie Irving decides he's going to make history by being different. What a joke, by the way. I usually laugh at Kyrie Irving. But the fact that he teased us like, hey, yeah, no, I'll take the $6 million. I'll go to the Lakers. I'll do it. And then, like, never mind. I'm opting in. I'm taking my $36.5 million. And that's fine. I'm not here to advocate for someone giving up $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
That would be dumb. I'm not going to do that. But the fact that the way he announced it, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. All 11 or all even, whatever the hell he's trying to get across there. I don't know. But, like, dare to be different. Yeah. First of all, it sounds like you're trying to sell me some crypto. Sounds like you're on one of those Matt Damon crypto commercials where the fortune favors the bold, is what it sounds like. Doing something normal would be, you know, taking $36 million instead of six. Daring to be different to lead us into tomorrow would be actually doing something bold. You didn't do anything bold. You did the only thing you had because no one wanted to sign and trade for you except the Lakers. And the Nets are like, I think I'm good on Russell Westbrook. So they're just kind of staring at each other. He's like, well, fine, I guess I'll take my $36 million. According to Wojnarowski, the Lakers were the only team known to be interested on the list of teams that he gave in terms of ones he wanted to sign and trade with.
Yeah, it checks out.
Now you can still get traded, and now like the team knows, like, hey, you got to find $36.5 million with a salary. But like trading for him would be dangerous just because you don't want to give up any actual assets because he's a free agent next year. So very, very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Now if I'm the Nets. Or if I'm Kevin Durant, like, I might have already got it in my mind. Like, you know what? It's better to go ahead and get out of this now while we still can. It's better to go out and, you know, like, let's just hit the eject button here. If I'm Kevin Durant and I was actually, like, talking myself into wanting to be traded, that doesn't necessarily change because Kyrie's staying. It's just now, like, hey, I'm going to leave before he leaves me.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Nets, I'm like, hey, let's just still try to get some things for Kyrie. Now, if they do stay together, which they, you know, seem like they most likely will this season, like, Kyrie with no COVID restrictions and Kevin Durant and Ben Simmons that should have no more excuses about not being healthy enough to play, that team should still be at the top of the East.
Yeah, you would think so.
And if you're Brooklyn, like, if you win one championship, all this was worth it. So it does seem like to be the best scenario for everyone that was involved, except the Lakers, who get nothing, and then wake up to the news today that Russell Westbrook has decided, of course, to opt into his $47.1 million option. So he'll be returning to the Lakers for his last season with the team at $47.1 million. Which, if you're Russell Westbrook, obviously you're not giving up that money, because if you hit the free agent market, you probably wouldn't get more than like $6 million. So I ain't giving up $40 million, no thanks. But, that, you know, the Lakers, for a brief moment, thought, man, we might get Kyrie. And nope. But you got Russ back. When I say you might have got $6 million, we kind of have a precedent that was set last night as the Houston Rockets agreed to buy out John Wall's contract.
Jeez, yeah.
Gave him $40 million of his $47 that he was owed, $41 million of his $47 he was owed. And then he immediately said, I'm going to Los Angeles. And the Lakers fans are like, yes. And he's like, no, not to you. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a blood. I wear red.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a Clipper. Which it is true. Like, John Wall was throwing up blood signs.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, so, yeah. Mean, like, that is noted.
Yeah. He is going to be putting on the red.
But they also wear blue.
They also do wear blue. That
it's
is
pretty
true.
Problematic.
Conflicted.
That is probably true.
Also, wait. He wore blue in college.
Yep, yeah, that is probably yep. That is true.
Just the high.
And the Wizards had red and blue too. Like,
you have to jump in with the enemy sometimes. Keep your enemy close.
Yep. But John Wall, you know, in a similar situation to Russell Westbrook. Hell, at this point, John Wall probably has a better standing in the league because hey, we know he's not going to be tired next year.
Yeah, we haven't seen him look terrible on the court recently.
Yeah,
he could be good for all we know.
I mean, there's something to these older guys getting a year off. Like, Al Horford looked completely rejuvenated this year in Boston because he got to sit out all of last year with Oklahoma City, or basically
hasn't
the last
John Wall,
you know, 4 months.
Basically had, like, 3 years off?
I think he's played, like, 70 games the last 4 years. So, yeah, basically. Now, he's been injured a lot of those. But last year he was healthy, just chilling. So, I think, like, that's a ultimate, like, go ahead.
He was healthy last year and just
yeah,
chilling?
But just the Rockets were trying to lose games, so they didn't want like a veteran out there playing by himself.
I thought he was
like,
just hurt again.
No, he was healthy last year, and they just told him to stay away. He wanted to play.
He played zero games in
2019,
2020. Yep. Zero games 2021.
Yep.
Or excuse me, that was when he played 40 games. Zero games 2021-22. So yeah, he's played 40 games in three seasons.
Yep. Yeah, he tried to play at the beginning of 2021, whenever James Harden was still with the Rockets, and they tried to make that work, and then. You know, then he forced his way out of there, and then they tried to, you know, play a couple more games, and then he's like, okay, let's just shut down because we're going to try to tank. And, you know, for the Rockets, they've put together a pretty good piece of, you know, some pretty good pieces on their roster, so I think it's, you know, working out for them. But John Wall, you know, with Paul George and Kawhi, like, that's a interesting team, especially if John Wall has, you know, anything left in the tank.
Yeah.
It's a buy low move, for sure.
I'm intrigued by it. I like John Wall.
I'm happy to see John Wall play basketball again.
I'm excited to see him play again. Now, I mean, the Clippers have basically built, like, the super team of guys that you never know if they'll play any given game. But
sure.
If they ever get them all playing at once, watch out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, both those guys, or all three of those guys, are going to be very careful. Like, neither Kawhi Leonard nor John Wall played a game last year. So, like, they're not going to come back and all of a sudden play 75. They're probably going to play 60 games.
I mean, if you get, I mean, a little starting lineup with John Wall, they have Dwight Powell, right?
Norman Powell. Dwight Powell is the guy with the Mavericks, the big guy.
I mix the two Powells.
Norman Powell is a good two guard. I mean, you could theoretically have, I mean, maybe
Zubac at the five.
Reggie Jackson might keep that starting job. It might be John Wall.
PG
bench.
And Kawhi. Like,
yeah, I mean, the Clippers are very deep. The Clippers are a sneaky pick right now of people saying that they're going to, you know, maybe win the title next year. Something to keep an eye on.
With a glow up. That
Chuckles, you got any headlines we need to hit?
It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Ooh.
After the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Now what happens? Just the tour with the cup?
No, it's when all the injuries come out.
Oh, okay. Of what guys are playing with?
Yeah. Like, Braden Point had a significant quad tear. McDonough had a mangled finger. Like, six or seven guys had MCL sprains and AC joint sprains. A couple guys had meniscus tears. And this is all just from Tampa.
Hockey players are tough. I get it.
It's always interesting. I mean, imagine just, like, playing with a quad tear.
You don't have to jump. What do you need your quad for? You're not jumping.
You jump.
When? In hockey?
Yeah, not a lot, but, like, you do some jumping every once in a while.
I don't think of them as jumping. Sure, maybe they do a little
I would say you jump on
average. They hop. They don't
I'd
jump.
I'd say
they
you,
hop.
You
they
jump
hop.
Between 1 to 3 times a game.
You are hopping over something. They're not jumping. They're hopping. There's a difference.
But, like, when you're skating, you're still
hopping.
Pressure and release.
Hopping.
You know?
Yeah. I hear you.
You go skate with a quad tear.
I can barely skate with good quads.
Or just, like, a mangled finger.
What do they need their fingers for? They're holding a stick. They don't need a finger to hold a stick. They seem to be able to wrap it around. You don't use any like individual fingers. It's all in the wrist.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all in the wrist.
Just kind of funny to think about. Like,
it's cool. It is
I
nice.
Like that it was described as a mangled finger, too. Like, they didn't say they didn't hit it like lacerated. They didn't hit you
like
with like a fracture or
like
a jam.
Off.
Just straight. Yeah, his finger's mangled.
My dad had a mangled finger. You got it caught like in a tobacco like machine that like basically cut it off halfway off. It was very crooked. Is that what we're talking about?
Hmm.
Anyways,
I guess
you got trivia questions ready to go, Cam.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if I have any other.
Any other headlines?
NBC, well, this kind of ties into the end of hour two. NBC Sports delivers most watched final round of a women's PGA championship since 2005. Coverage was up 13%, and they were over a million viewers. So that seems pretty good for women's golf, honestly. Yeah. A million viewers for a Sunday in major in women's golf? Which, what's the latest, Charlie, on the women with the LIV Tour? Was it the LIV Tour talking about, like, poaching a bunch of the big women, too?
There's a women's LIV Tour.
Well, I thought I read or I thought I saw a headline that they were, like, considering poaching some of that big talent, too.
I mean, who are the big names? Michelle Wee and, like, that Lexi girl that wins every week?
I'm not going to make the same mistake that one golf guy did where he made the joke about how there's all just named Kim. I'm not doing that because there's, like, a whole bunch of Korean women. Yeah, that's
it's not the joke that I made either.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, I don't know who they are, but, like, they asked him to pick a winner one time. He's like, yeah, it's going to be Kim. That's what he said. Like,
didn't it come back full Kim. Circle and, like, a Kim won that week, though?
I mean, probably, because there's, like, there were a bunch
yeah,
of
them. Yeah, I think it did.
That was the joke there. Everyone's like, I don't know if it was offensive, because I'm not Korean, but they got mad, so who am I to tell them not to be mad?
One more headline for you. Brian Snicker, the manager of the NL All-Star team because he won the World Series. He's going to have Nationals manager Dave Martinez and Dodgers manager Dave Roberts join him on his coaching staff.
Okay.
So, shout out to Dave Martinez getting thrown a bone.
How about that?
As we sit like 20 more, games under 500.
Some more baseball news coming out in the last 10 minutes. Freddie Freeman, who has told friends he's angry with how his free agent negotiations played out, is officially changing representation. He has fired his agent. That was, what did you make of that, Charlie, this weekend? Just Freddie crying all weekend.
Thought he was being gross. Overly dramatic.
You thought he was being overly dramatic?
Yeah.
It's like,
bro, you chose the money here.
No, he didn't. His agent did. It wasn't his. I thought it was a brilliant move because all the Braves fans I know like hated him until that, and they started feeling sad for him. So he didn't
exactly,
even. Like, yeah. I didn't even really hear him get booed that much. Which, granted,
that's why I thought it was a whole gimmick.
Yeah.
When he walks in the press room, he's like, "Hold on, guys, I need a minute."
Give me a
it's
break.
It's like, dude, come on now.
Give me a break.
I wasn't buying it for a second. Mm-mm-mm.
Now he's fired his agent, though. Guy still gets his cut, though, so whatever. I mean, Clayton Kershaw was like, hey, like, hopefully he, like, thinks he's with a good team now. That's what Clayton Kershaw had to come out and say.
He's like,
I get it's emotional, but, like, hey, we're a pretty special team, too. Like, hopefully, like, eventually he realizes that. I was like, that doesn't seem great. That's going on in that locker room, but either way, or clubhouse, I guess. Tuesday trivia coming up next. Stick with us. Tuesday trivia. Not to jinx it, but Charlie's been in a little bit of a slump here.
How many in a row have I lost? Three?
I mean, you've lost a bunch in a row, but
I think it's three.
It's really like you barely even scored the last couple weeks is what's been bothering me.
I think
me.
I've lost either two or three in a row.
Yeah. I just know one week you scored three, then like last week I think you might get to six. So like I'm really just hoping you get some points on the board. Anyways, not to jinx it. Cam, what topics we got today?
All right. We got General. We got science.
God, no. Jeez. Science.
We got NFL backup QBs.
Like,
okay.
I'm going to tell you a QB, you just tell me their backup. Basically.
Current or
current,
past?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I got U.S. cities.
U.S. cities.
And I got streak enders. You tell me what team ended a team's winning streak.
This is, Cam, I like these, I think. Like, I don't know if I like
them
for me.
Getting very niche.
I don't know if I like them for me or
not. We've been doing this for a while. I gotta.
I understand. I get it. We're just getting very niche.
I appreciate the uniqueness of them. I think they're interesting categories.
I'm trying to get creative with it.
Oh, God.
Want me to go first?
No, I don't want you to go first.
Thought it would work.
I'll take NFL backup QBs for three.
Damn it, you All right, Jalen Hurts.
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, my God.
That is correct.
Whatever. Give me NFL backup QBs for four.
Okay.
I'm going to already make bad decisions.
Jameis Winston.
Does Taysom Hill count? Yeah, Taysom Hill, I guess.
No, Taysom Hill doesn't count.
Taysom Hill is incorrect.
It's Andy Dalton, right?
It is Andy Dalton. They signed Andy Dalton to be the backup, and they said they're moving Taysom to tight end.
They officially said the Taysom Hill quarterback thing is over. Sean Payton's out of there, so they're like, okay, mm-hmm. No more of that.
Yeah, so that's why they signed Andy. Brought Andy down there.
You know what? This seems like it's going to be a tough one, but nope, never mind. I'm not doing it. Give me a general for three.
General for three. All right. In 79 AD.
Oh, my God.
Mount Vespasus erupted, destroying this European city.
This European city. Okay, this is the only one I know. I'm going to go with Pompeii.
Pompeii is correct.
Mount Vesuvius, by the way.
Vesuvius.
What do you say? Yeah, Vesuvius. Yeah, it sounded close enough to me. Okay. That's the only one I know. So
that sucks.
All right. So
I would have known that. And I would have known backup QBs for three.
Yeah, no backup QBs for four. I knew backup QBs for four, so I'd be 3-0.
All right, what you got, Charlie?
Give me U.S. cities for three.
U.S. cities for three. All right. This Texas city is the largest city in the U.S. without a professional sports team.
Oh, God. Austin. Final answer.
Yeah, it feels pretty
Austin
easy.
Austin is correct.
I just had to go through in my head for a second.
I guess I'll do streak enders for three.
All right.
Although I don't feel good about this.
It's just going to be hard.
Streak enders for three. All right.
I just feel worse about science.
This NFL team ended the Patriots' record 21-game win streak in 2004.
This isn't the year I was thinking, but I don't have another answer. Buffalo.
Buffalo is incorrect.
Damn it. That also would have been my answer.
It was Big Ben in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah, I shouldn't have picked that category. Damn it.
Science for three.
Science for three. All right. Damn. What is the name of Saturn's largest moon?
Glad I didn't pick that either.
Excuse me?
What is the name of Saturn's largest moon?
Is this something that people know?
To an extent, yeah.
If it makes you feel better, I don't know it. I don't know if it makes you feel better or not.
Euphrates.
Euphrates.
That's a pretty good guess.
It is incorrect. It's not terrible. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a good guess to me.
It is Titan.
That's pretty close as far as I'm concerned.
I think I should get half a point.
I think I have heard that now.
Yeah, I thought you would like recognize it once.
You say it was a moon or the ring?
Moon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard of a Titan moon.
Mm-hmm.
Backup QBs for two.
Well, backup QBs for two. Lamar Jackson.
Jonathan.
No, I know him. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not saying anything wrong. Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley is correct.
About said Brett at the beginning. I was like, just slow down. Just calm down.
I'm thinking of what? Huntley.
That's why I was just being slow. I was being cautious.
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, I was taking my time.
Is there a backup quarterback in the NFL that I don't know?
Yeah.
Andy Dalton.
I'll come back to that. Give me U.S. cities for two.
U.S. cities for two. All right. The Dancing Fountains at the Wynn Resort are in what U.S. city?
The Dancing what?
Fountains.
Oh. It's at Wynn? I mean, it's in Vegas, but...
Yeah, but I Googled it. It said Wynn.
It's the Bellagio.
Yeah. Oh.
Google lied to me. But yeah, Vegas is correct.
Yeah.
Dang. Google trying to lead me astray.
It's okay. Charlie got it. I didn't know what the hell the question was. I didn't understand it until he said the answer. Uh, Give me backup QBs for five.
Mm. Oh, I hate you. Oh, my God.
This is a strategy move. Okay, okay. Backup QBs for five. Joe Burrow.
Aw, oh, man, it's not who. I don't know it.
Steel?
No steals, unfortunately.
You know what?
Isn't it Lindley from NC State?
It is not. He used to be. It's
That's the guy that won that Monday Night Football game against the Steelers, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he used to be there, but he's not their backup anymore. It is Brandon Allen. Okay. He was their backup last year, too.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd they get rid of Lindley? He won a Monday Night Football game. He was kind of balling.
Ah, rats.
Okay, Charlie. You're back up.
Doors open.
Give me General for two.
General for two.
Coward.
What is the capital of Germany?
Well, it's a two-pointer, so I shouldn't overthink it. Right? Is it just Berlin? Yeah, final answer.
Berlin is correct.
That's what I would have guessed, so I was hoping it was right.
Well, I forgot.
Also hoping that it was wrong.
I forgot that I had asked for a two-pointer at first, and then I was like, wait a second, just Berlin.
All right, all right.
Science for two.
Okay. Science for two. All right.
I don't feel good about the end of this game. Shouldn't have went for that 5-point. That was stupid.
K on the periodic table stands for what element?
Potassium.
Potassium is correct.
That was impressive. That was pretty impressive, yeah. So I'm down three right now.
Correct.
Second to last question.
U.S. cities for four.
U.S. cities for four. All right. This state capital has the tallest state capital building in the entire country.
State capital?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say there is just the actual, like, Capitol building. It's pretty tall in D.C. Give me Newark. No, it's not even Newark. That's not even the capital. The capital is Trenton. Good thing I didn't say final answer. Give me Trenton.
Trenton is incorrect. It's Baton Rouge.
What?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How is it?
What is the, what the, could the 5-pointer possibly be?
I don't want to know. I guess give me.
Who knows that?
I guess give me Streak Enders for two.
Streak Enders for two.
Please be the Giants beating the Patriots to stop their 18-0 season.
All right.
Please be whoever beat UConn women's basketball.
I think I got that one. I got that one, actually.
This independent college football team beat Oklahoma to end their record 47-game win streak in 1957.
I'm just going to go with Notre Dame because you said independent. It's a two-pointer.
Could be BYU.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to go with Notre Dame.
I think it's BYU.
It could be Army. But it was Notre Dame.
God, that's the hard category. I don't like that one.
One, two, three, you're down four, five, six, seven. You're I'm down five. I can go last for the question. Tie. I'm kind of terrified of the five-pointer for U.S. cities, given that the four-pointer was Baton Rouge having the tallest capital.
Who would have thought?
Why?
It's pretty ironic when they're like, you know, Louisiana's known for being like under sea level and stuff.
Well, maybe that's why. So they could hold the important documents above sea level.
Maybe that's maybe. It.
I don't really know what I have. I don't think I have a chance in any of these, really, with the five-pointer besides NFL backups, but I also would have gotten that wrong. Was NFL backups for one just like hilariously easy? Anyway, John, what do you think I should do?
I think you should go for the backup quarterbacks for one just to see who it is.
It's curiosity.
Yeah.
It's, I can't get streak enders. I know that.
Yeah. I barely, yeah. Streak enders is, yeah. Forget
off
that
limits.
Yeah.
It's got to be U.S. cities or general. I'm going to go U.S. cities for five.
All right. Baby. Sometimes called the most patriotic city in the country, what New England area city has the record for the longest running 4th of July parade?
Can you repeat the question?
Sometimes known as the most patriotic city in America.
Just sometimes known.
Just like they call it.
Okay.
Which New England city has the record for longest running 4th of July parade? I didn't even give you the years. 240 years.
What is even considered New England? Like Rhode Island, Connecticut, Boston, like, or like not Massachusetts area up into like Providence,
yeah, that's
like
all
that.
England. That's all New England.
Just another minute here. Let's go Falmouth. Final answer.
What state is that in?
Well, I have to say the state.
I mean, you do have to say the state when you give a city. You can't just name out Cleveland. And either way, whatever.
That is incorrect.
What did you even say?
Falmouth.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of one of those either. Old coast towns.
I just looked up the answer, and it was a city that you know has many different states, but I had never heard this before.
It's a city with many different states. Is it Dover?
Bristol.
Bristol,
Rhode Island.
Connecticut?
No. There's only Connecticut and Tennessee, but it's Rhode Island, right? Bristol, yep. Rhode Island. Yeah, I looked it up.
Yes, 240 years they've been doing this parade.
Well.
Cam, you really upped your game today.
Yeah. I'm happy to get out with my 12 points.
Can I know what Streak Enders for One was?
Streak Enders for One was...
Where did I put it? Was that the Patriots Super Bowl?
No, it was... At a neutral site game in Kodak, Tennessee, the University of Tennessee's 23-game baseball win streak was ended by this team.
Oh, that's just kind of a mean.
Yeah.
Mean but hell. You knew it, don't you?
Go to hell, Cam. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Hey, pretty tough trivia. Good job, Cam. You did a good job putting that together.
I'm in a slump.
You need Hayden here to help you.
We'll get Carson to call in and help you one week.
Hayden, please help me. I can't win by myself.
You were so on top of the world when you thought you were actually better than me at trivia.
I am.
Are you? Are you?
Run it back.
Are you? Okay. didn't even know Andy Dalton was a backup in New Orleans.
Don't they have a... Isn't there a fourth guy competing for that job, too? Ian Book?
I don't know Ian if he's Book competing.
Ian Book is on the team, though, yes. He got to play that one game. And yeah, is he actually still on the team? They probably should just go ahead and cut him, because he had to play on Monday Night Football that one game.
Yeah, that was so awful.
And he was brutal. Didn't he get sacked like 11 times or
something like that? Awful like that, yeah. He just seemed lost out there.
The Fan Run Radio live stream is powered by Linderman Sports Medicine in Memphis. If you're not active right now because of discomfort or pain that is limiting any of your activities, check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine, located in Memphis. But people come from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life without surgery. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to learn more. We appreciate them for their support. Apparently, it looks like the LA Olympics in 2028 might include the Ninja Warrior course.
Let's go!
No way.
Yeah, so you can win a gold medal by being the best Ninja Warrior in the world.
Oh my gosh.
You think it's going to be.
If only I worked
called
out.
That?
Can we get. Yeah, no, I wonder. I don't.
You think it's going to be called like advanced parkour or like.
I don't know.
They should put tag in the Olympics.
They should. put like Plinko in the Olympics.
Just everything. They should just let people show. If enough teams just show up of people, they should be like, sure, yeah, you guys can play.
Let's do a full game show. Olympics.
Everybody does always say, hey, let's just throw a random normal person in these and see like where they compare.
What the decathlon, right? That's where you get like 10 events. Like, mm-hmm. Do your own
you
little
just
like
pick.
Do your own like little game show decathlon where you got to do 10 things from random game shows. Plinko's one of them, though.
Okay.
Plinko's one of them because I don't know if there's a skill in Plinko, but you know sometimes they get them to bounce. You know what Plinko is, right? On Prize is Right, where it bounces and bounces. You're trying to get in the nice holes.
Yeah, you could do that one.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess you could solve a Wheel of Fortune puzzle.
Yeah.
Maybe could be one.
Yep. Then you're going to get into language differences, though.
It could just be like, I'm loving it, McDonald's. I'm sure that translates across most places.
So that's just going to be the question.
But not in English. They have their own language. It's not about getting the meaning.
Maybe you just play the jingles of fast food places and you have to guess which one. Yeah, the language barrier is a thing.
Yeah.
That's going to narrow some games down. You got to throw one of those Japanese game show games in there where it's just something absurd.
Some Koreans from, you know, the quick games from mm-hmm. Squid Game.
Yeah. One of the Wipeout games.
Yeah, just, I mean, like, it's just simple. Like, who's the fastest, but not fastest running. I want to see who's fastest of climbing, like, a rock wall.
Yeah.
That's not in the Olympics, right?
There's competitive climbing, isn't there?
In the Olympics?
I think so. Don't quote me on that, but I was pretty sure that was.
Cam Black said there was competitive climbing in the Olympics. Feel like there is. I've never seen it on TV if there is.
Climbing.
Well, they don't want you to know.
Olympics.
I want to see you can climb a rock wall the fastest.
Sports climbing was at the 2020 Olympics.
Didn't make the cut? Oh, wait, never mind. We haven't gotten to 2024 yet.
There's men and women.
What'd they climb? Just rocks? Like a mountain?
There's like a indoor climbing wall.
So where are the Olympics at next year?
And it's crazy how fast these people can climb these walls.
2 years from now, I don't know. 2028 is LA, though.
Yeah, but like where are we at 2024?
I don't know. I don't care.
You don't care?
Not about the location, no. Oh, yeah, they were just racing up these walls, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's in Paris in 2024.
All right.
Did we talk about the World Cup cities that got announced?
We did.
Okay.
Nashville didn't make it, is all I remember, and Atlanta did.
I'm cool with it.
As is tradition.
Oh, yeah, we just said, like, yeah, you know, you got a big, nice football stadium, and the Titans haven't really, like, locked down when they're building their big new football stadium.
My biggest thing is just, like, the odds are it's not going to be America. If Nashville got a game, they're just going to host two random countries, get two
random fan bases. Like,
it's going to be extremely hard to get tickets just to any of these or just the ones in Atlanta.
Yeah, the World Cup one, so, like.
Yeah.
I would love to go. That sounds so fun.
I guess if it was in Nashville, I probably could have found a way to get to
the atmosphere would be great.
Could have sold them for a lot of money. Maybe I do want it.
Nashville would have been. I went to a USA Mexico soccer game in Nashville once.
It's like and that Gold was a Cup good
crowd. Yeah, that was a good crowd and atmosphere there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess they wanted to do the indoor stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything sports related we missed today, Charlie? Anything happen?
Amazon filled out some of their announcers.
I saw Sharissa Thompson, who I gotta admit I have missed Sharissa Thompson a lot. I used to love Sharissa Thompson.
Amazon is working on adding Aqib Talib and Andrew Whitworth to their studio team for Thursday Night Football.
I think they just announced that as official. So
Tony Gonzalez, Richard Sherman, Ryan Fitzpatrick are already officially on board with Amazon.
Does that mean Talib is not going to be like on CBS anymore, or is he getting a double dip or what?
Oh, I didn't see that detail. Because he's doing obviously the Amazon's just a Thursday night game, so maybe he can still. Let's see if there was any more details. Doesn't say in that first.
That was just nice to have Sharissa back in my life, even for a moment.
Absolutely.
Sharissa? I don't know who that is.
I just remember when she was on Sports Nation.
Yeah.
What a woman.
Anyways, I spell her name?
And she was exiled to Fox.
And she got moved to Fox. Well, they signed her away. Yeah. She didn't get exiled.
We just don't watch Fox as much.
Yeah, we don't.
How do I spell it? What's her last name again?
Thompson.
Just be quiet. This last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan.
I want to figure out who this is.
Your pet is an important part of your family. And when he or she is ill, you want
last call here on the program. We'll start with some breaking news. Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, has officially been sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping the millionaire sexually abuse teen girls.
Sheesh, 20 years?
Seems pretty low.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
On one hand, she is still alive.
20 which I guess years?
Is a win for her. I figured she'd be dead by now. 20 years, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. How is she alive? That's also a good one, but I really thought she was going to get life.
How old is she?
Probably like 63.
It's actually, I feel like that's a pretty good guess, actually. 60. Her birthday is on Christmas Day.
It's the same as yours.
No. Aww. It's on Christmas Day, which doesn't seem to really line up with what she was into.
You know, Christ, Antichrist.
Given
together,
out,
two sides of a coin.
Yeah.
Two sides of a coin.
Well, we'll see, I guess, now what happens after she has been sentenced. So I guess, like, if she were going to have, like, snitched on people, like, then we would have probably heard, right? Because she'd have been doing that in exchange for, like, a better sentencing.
Yeah, for sure.
But maybe we don't want to know. Maybe they don't want to know who's a part of this because, again, it's a lot of potential elites out here at these teenage girls. Anyways, okay, let's just Cam, you got a story?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
I got stimulus checks, question mark?
Oh.
Yep.
Although, I don't know. I don't know if I can be bought anymore. These damn stimulus checks didn't really help anything.
They were... I liked them.
They were cool at the time, but...
Well, actually, I didn't get them.
No.
But then...
you got a tax credit or something?
They gave me some extra money back on my tax returns because I didn't get them.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Cam. What do you got
for me? California is sending out inflation relief checks of up to $1,050. And has people wondering if other states are going to follow suit.
Wait, what? What's happening here?
California's sending out inflation relief checks.
Doesn't that just
increase
inflation?
Yeah.
I don't really know. Like, I'm not going to pretend to be overly educated on that.
Well, the
but
basics,
inflation is caused from, like,
the basics is usually...
Money,
basically. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, Charles got it. He's an expert.
From, like, printing too much money, basically, and, like, just putting too much money out there without it really being, like, attached to the gold or whatever else, a specific value. So if you're just giving everyone else more money and you're just creating more money, then that doesn't just increase inflation. Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like a
that.
Bad idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like when there's, like, everybody has the money to buy stuff, but there's not enough stuff for everybody to buy. So the price gets higher, so more, becomes more of a commodity.
So we
of.
Should take money away from people to decrease inflation. Everyone send the government $1,050. That's your inflation check.
Yeah, it kind of seems like I don't know. It all ends up balancing out usually in the long run. Who knows? Economy's weird. But yeah, so California's doing that. I don't think they're getting the checks till October. This says so. I don't know if how much help that's going to necessarily still be at that time. Apparently, they said Maine started issuing direct payments to residents because they found out they had a bunch of budget surplus. So Maine was sending out checks too. Colorado's doing an early tax rebate late this summer. Georgia's paying people. What's Georgia paying people for?
Well,
it says they doesn't say why. It just says the help relief. Okay, yeah. New Mexico also started giving money to help relieve pain of rising prices. So I guess states are starting to try to do this. So maybe Tennessee gets to a point where they hand out some money.
Doubt it.
I vote against it.
Yeah, I'm against it too. Just get out of the mud. Just grind harder. Don't need no handouts. Just get out here and grind harder. We got some potential big heavyweight boxing news.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Give it to me. Stop it, Charlie. We need it. There's not a lot to scrape here. Just relax. Looks like we might be getting a big boxing heavyweight bout at Crypto.com Arena next month. Two of the best at their sport. They play the same position. Going head-to-head. Adrian Peterson, AD, all day against Le'Veon Bell. They're set to box each other next month. Charlie, who you got?
I don't know. Like, we know AP can pack a punch. AD. You can do whatever you want.
It's AD. It's not AP. It's AD.
AD.
His dad called him AD because he ran all day.
Well, we know that AD can pack a punch, but we haven't seen him.
I don't think he gets a belt.
Hit someone that's a male or fully grown yet. So that should be interesting. You know, an increase in competition for him. I'm going to take Le'Veon. Honestly, just did you see Adrian Peterson's pad level? There's no way that guy can box still. I think they go hand in hand.
Remember how excited people got whenever the Titans signed him?
I guess
they convinced themselves that he was going to do
day one. I said it over and over again. Deontay Foreman, that's the answer. Go find him and bring him back. But no, AP.
Then, like, after we got rid of Peterson.
Did I buy an Adrian Peterson jersey?
God, I hope not.
I hope I did. I think I did.
I'm like, what? Like those.
No, like a real one.
Knockoff sites. You bought a real one?
Oh, my God.
I hope they didn't even sell them. I
bought a Julio jersey.
Well, that's a little bit different.
Well, no, I just like. I bought it just because 10 years from now, that's going to be such a random jersey to have. Just like my Randy Moss Titans jersey. I wear that all the time.
I did just get a lot of compliments on my Adam Pac-Man Jones jersey. Whenever I
wear
it out.
I love Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Some of my earliest, best Titans memories were Pac-Man Jones oriented. Which, did you see his. Raising his, like, ex-teammates' sons?
Yeah, Chris Henry. Which I don't even really remember them.
They're at Cincinnati at the same time, aren't they?
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't even know if I really remember that. I thought Chris Henry died before Pac-Man would have even been with the Bengals. I mean, I guess not. You guys remember that story when it happened?
Yeah, I do. It was crazy.
Like, it was 2009, it was like, though. Like, I feel like he was with the Titans around.
Maybe, yeah. I'm not sure of his, like, career timeline, but I just assumed it was if he was probably there. But yeah, that story
was drafted
wild.
What, like 07, 08? When was he drafted? 05, I guess. So, he was out of the NFL in 2009. So, like, his time wouldn't have overlapped. But he was in Cincinnati in 2010. So, like, I don't know. I've never really understood the connection there. But yeah, he's raising Chris Henry's son and, like, was accompanying him, like, on a visit. To what, Miami, right?
Yeah, he's been accompanying him on like all his visits.
Well, yeah, but like he's like raising him. I mean, he's the dad. But
it's like Blindside, but actually good and wholesome.
I guess they both went to West Virginia together.
Oh, okay, that would make more sense then.
Yeah.
Okay, that
their time
sense
at West Virginia would have basically overlapped. They got drafted the same year, so that makes more sense.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't think the Bengals stuff overlapped at all, but yeah, West Virginia teammates.
Yeah, that was a wild story when that happened.
It just fell out the back of a truck, right?
Yeah.
The got some Tennessee basketball news on the way out. It's Olivier Cumwa and Tyreek Key with an ankle and shoulder injury, but they have both been fully cleared for all basketball-related activities.
Let's go!
So the Indiana State transfer as well as Tennessee's starting center look to be back and ready to, get ready for the upcoming season. I'm getting excited for basketball. I mean, I know it's most likely going to end, but I'm getting excited, okay? Damn it. Just the drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.